do some older tunes for you now. These two songs were part of a theater musical piece called By the Hand of the Father. When my father was about to, was approaching his 90th birthday, I wanted to write a song cycle based on his life that was going to be performed by my family, my brothers and sisters, as a present to my father on his 90th birthday. My father began his life in a little town called Saltillo, Mexico, in the state of Coahuila, in northern Mexico. And it was there that he was left by his parents at a very early age, very young age, to be raised by his grandparents, while his parents went into Texas to find work as pickers. They took his sister with them. And so, as my father was growing up, the trains meant a lot. It was just a little train junction, really, Saltillo. And the trains began to mean a lot to my father, that they represented a way for him to finally maybe find his own parents. So his grandfather and he would spend a lot of time at the train station watching these trains come in and out of the station. They would make up stories about these people on the trains, pretending that they knew who they were, where they were going, or where they might be coming from. And again, as my father reached the age of 12, the trains really began to represent a way to find his parents. So he had a 16-year-old cousin, a young boy, who told him that if they boarded this train headed north into Texas, they would be able to find my father's parents. So at the age of 12, he did exactly that. He hopped his train with his cousin, and he made his way across the border, all the way to San Antonio, Texas, where we had relatives there. And it was there that his relatives told him that his parents were in a little town called Luling, Texas, which is just east of San Marcos. They were picking watermelons there. And so he was reunited with his family, and was very happy about that, until he found that his father was a very abusive man, a very hard drinking and mean man, and ran away again at the age of 16. He headed west towards California. He did many things in his life. He was a picker in work camps and a singer in work camps. He was a mariachi during the 30s. He was a prize fighter. He did everything he had to do to get by. He was a great sandlot ball player. He was great on a horse. He was a wonderful singer and dancer. He looked great in a suit. He was one of those guys that just had all those things together. And I've said many times, as a result of all these charms, he had 12 children, my father. He was a prolific man. And out of those 12 kids, 8 of us became professional musicians. And so it was just for this contribution to American culture that I wanted to write this for my father. You might know my family. My older brothers are Pete and Coke Escovedo, who had a band called Azteca in the 70s. They played with Willie Bobo, Cal Jader, Mongo Santa Maria, and Tito Puente. They were in Santana for a while. My brother Pete's daughter is someone who has graced the stages in Minneapolis before. Her name is Sheila E. She has had a very glamorous life, as we all know. And, you know, my younger brother and I had a band called the True Believers. My brother Javier had a band called Zeros. My youngest brother Mario had a band called the Dragons. They were kind of a Hanoi Rocks, Ramones, hybrid, you know, thing, out of San Diego. So there's a lot of us. And so it was for this that I wanted to write this for my father, especially in the light of all the immigration accusations that were happening at the time. So we're going to do these two songs. The first one features Mr. David Polkingham on nylon string guitar. So I'll give you an applause for you. Bobby Daniel on the bass guitar from Birmingham, Alabama. And on the drums for 23 years now, Mr. Hector Munoz from El Paso, Texas. Thank you.
Thank you.